Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Norma Greenbaum bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out when you get a chance. We're having a great visit with our good friend Greg Cazera. Greg is a very highly credentialed individual. He's an engineer, environmentalist. He's the president of his own company, a leadership development company, Learned Leadership. He's the past president of the Virginia Oil and Gas Association, where he was a volunteer there. And he, so he's part of the petroleum industry. Greg, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
Sure. It's gregcazera.com. K-O-Z-E-R-A.
Check it out. So can they learn more about your leadership programs and everything there?
They are. And really, that's what we focus a lot on. I'm a high school coach, and we started teaching leadership, and all of a sudden we started winning state championships.
Good for you. Good for you. See the connection. So, okay, we're talking, folks, we're talking about fracking. And one of the things I want to do in this segment, Greg, is talk about what fracking has, we know fracking has done. People can debate the environmental issues, and I can sympathize with both sides. But what we know that fracking has done is it's contributed to improving the standard of living for Americans by lowering the cost of energy, number one. Number two, it's made the United States energy self-sufficient. Am I wrong about that? It's contributed to that, I should say.
No, you're spot on. And just to help your listeners understand.
Tell them why that's a big deal for us to be energy self-sufficient.
Oh, but I want to remind them, too, that the oil and gas is in pores of rocks. When you suck that gas out of there, the rock still remains. That's why we don't have to worry about these earthquakes. But
right. The rocks aren't being propped up by the oil and gas. The oil and gas is in the rocks.
So it's not going anywhere. But in this country, we have literally now, since we've begun horizontal drilling, hydraulic fracturing, literally hundreds of years of natural gas at today's technology. So think about what that means.
So we're not anywhere near peak oil?
Oh, my God, no. We're just, I mean, I can't even begin to explain how many. I mean, we have places now like in western Pennsylvania where they've got three different major reservoirs
right
in the same spot.
And they're still finding it. I mean, they found a big find off of Alaska this last year. And
talk to us
about the importance of the United States being energy self-sufficient.
Oh, this is huge, because what a lot of people forget, no matter what side of this concern they're on, is our military runs on petroleum. That's basic. You can't fuel a fighter jet on wind, and you can't run a tank on solar. We need petroleum. We need petroleum for the plastics to make the weaponry, but we also need it to run our jets and our military equipment. Having our own energy supply, we don't have to depend on our enemies.
Not worrying about, if you live through the oil embargo of the 70s, like I did, you'll appreciate what he's saying now.
Oh, my God. Think about what we were so dependent on, OPEC sitting around a room deciding what we're going to pay
right.
for oil.
Right.
And I'm, as an American, I want to call the shots. I
hated that period.
Oh, my God, it's terrible. So now, with it, we have this massive amount of energy.
We could export it, couldn't we? Natural gas and oil.
And you know what that did to people like Putin and even to the OPEC countries? We were their customer. Think about what happened
right.
as a small business person. You have customers. Well, if suddenly your customers not only quit being a customer, that's bad. I know what happens if I lose a customer. But what if your customer becomes your competitor?
Competitor.
Now you really got a problem.
And see, that's the thing. Our biggest leverage against countries like Russia and Iran is our energy self-sufficiency.
And we, because of that, oil and gas are commodities. Because of our massive production, we're the leading oil producer in the world, or number two, depending on the month, leading natural gas.
And we're freaking out OPEC. OPEC's freaking out over it.
Well, they are. And we drove the price of oil down to $30
exactly.
a barrel from $120. Think what that means to them. That's their main source of money. And when we drove that down, they were just going nuts, and they thought they could put us out of business by keeping that price low. What they found out is that we're pretty smart.
And our what's sad about this is Iran and Russia could have been a lot more neutralized had President Obama behaved a little bit more forcefully than he did, a lot more forcefully than he did, because he allowed Putin, for example, to stir up nationalism with his bravado and with his aggression to overcome the fact that their economy is not good.
Oh, absolutely.
So if Obama had not allowed him to do that, Russia might have Putin might even be out of office right now.
Oh, it was we had that, and that's what Reagan did. Think about that, Jim. That's what he did.
Yep.
That's what tore the Berlin Wall down. We didn't like it in the oil industry, but he drove the price of oil down, and all of a sudden, what happened to Russia?
Greg, quickly, I've got about 30 seconds. I predicted that oil would be below $60 a barrel the rest of the year. What do you think?
I really think that's going to happen, because what happens is we as the price goes up, more we're small independent producers in this country, more people come online, more people drill wells, and the United States itself is going to buffer that. As soon as the price goes up, we drill more wells,
yep,
people start doing more work, and the price comes down.
Our liquid natural gas, LNG ports being built, is Trump going to do that?
We're already doing that. And the thing is, remember that natural gas is the fuel of industry. That, I'm working for a group at Shellcrest in Marietta, Ohio. We're bringing jobs back to this country because of our natural gas. That's what's going
to fuel That's a big deal.
Industry.
We need to count all those. Hey, Greg, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.